There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, everybody, good morning. We are doing our show from Las Vegas this morning because tonight is the first night of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And so everybody's here in Vegas. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Yeah, a lot of things. First of all, Amy, what are you wearing tonight to iHeartRadio Music Festival?
Sort of like it's a two-piece, like a pajama set.
Oh, wow.
Looks like I'm wearing...
You're in a pajama set.
It does. It looks like when I look in the mirror, I'm like, I'm wearing pajamas, basically. But apparently... It's really cool looking. It's kind of got... Like,
does it show your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's got a jacket and pants that are kind of like MC Hammer-ish.
So you're wearing MC Hammer pajamas.
Yes. So my outfit sounds really amazing right now, but apparently it's like super cool. And I just kind of, you know, trust my friend that knows what you're talking about because, you know, I don't really have great style.
Lunchbox, what are you wearing tonight?
I'll be in a jeans and a button-up shirt with some nice shoes. And the jeans are washed. These are the jeans I washed one time in the last year and 2 months.
Oh, no. These are your good jeans.
These are my good jeans that I washed them recently, and they smell clean. What about you?
I've got this pajama set.
Matching jammies.
Yeah, what are you going to say about me?
Oh, I think I saw what you're wearing.
Yeah, just some gray pants and a t-shirt tucked in. I may wear a jacket over the top of it or not. Nothing. I've lost so much weight from this TV show that I don't know if things fit anymore.
Yeah.
I did my pant size, and I was somewhere between a 29 and a 30.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had to get fit for clothes. I know. I know.
When is the last time you think you were a 29 or a 30?
When I was like 10. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Maryland. A female shooter opened fire at a Rite Aid warehouse, killing three and injuring four others. They said she wanted to pick a fight where she worked. Such sad news. In California, they're cracking down on plastic straws at restaurants. Starting in a couple months, you're going to have to specifically ask for a straw in California, or you're not going to get one. And finally, the iHeartRadio Music Festival is tonight and tomorrow in Las Vegas. Live stream it at CWTV.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, you know what they call me, right?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
That's right. On this day in country music history, here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
51 years ago, Faith Hill was born. Today is Faith Hill's birthday.
Wow.
Boy, what?
She's 51?
That's a complimentary
word.
Yeah, she does not
because
look.
She is smoking hot, and I didn't know 51-year-olds could be that hot.
Born in Ridgeland, Mississippi, Faith Hill has sold over 40 million records. 8 number one singles, 3 number one albums. Breathe, her album became the best-selling country album of all time. The song Breathe is her biggest hit, spending 6 weeks at number one. She married Tim McGraw in 1996, and it's her 51st birthday today. So on this day in country music history, back in 1967, Faith Hill was born.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Let's get to Amy versus Lunchbox a little early today because we have the dance party coming up. The score right now, Lunchbox 2, Amy 1. And here's how it works. I'll give Amy 3 questions that Lunchbox know the answer to. The Lunchbox gets 3 questions that Amy will know the answer to. Let's see how we do. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Question number 1. What country is the beer Heineken from?
Germany.
That's incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah, it's incorrect.
Shoot.
Lunchbox, you can steal. Go ahead.
It is from...
Oh.
Heineken is from...
England.
No.
Can I just get... It won't count.
Go ahead.
Belgium?
Holland. No points there.
Okay.
Where's Holland?
I don't know. Over there.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Across the way.
What piece of camping equipment would you find a rain fly?
A rain fly?
Yeah.
In your camping equipment. A rain fly. Probably, you know, you need to bust out that rain fly when you're in that tent.
Correct.
Woo! Yeah!
It is. The tent. All right, last one. On your car, what does ABS stand for?
I think it has to do with the brakes. Your automatic brakes. Automatic brake system.
Incorrect.
Whoa, shoot.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh,
come on,
so
Lunchbox,
dumb.
Go ahead.
Anti-lock brake system.
Correct.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I was going to go airbag safety. No,
all right, over to Lunchbox. You ready?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are planning to have another child. How many would that make with one more?
That would make number 3.
That's incorrect. Amy, would you like to steal?
I was thinking it was 3.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to say maybe they had twins and I forgot, so it make baby number 4.
The answer is 4.
Yeah.
That is correct. There's North, there's Saint, and there's Chicago already.
Are Saint and Chicago twins? No? They had 3 babies already?
They have 3 kids.
Wow. Okay. Wow. 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 Got it right.
Chambray is a fabric similar to what common cloth, Lunchbox? Chambray.
Chambray? Oh, come on. It's a common cloth. That's like wool.
It's incorrect, Amy?
Denim.
Denim is correct. There you go. Good. I believe Amy's already clinched. Lunchbox, what actress stars in The Paperboy, Moulin Rouge, and The Stepford Wives?
Paperboy? Moulin Rouge? Oh, that is definitely Madonna.
Incorrect. Amy?
Moulin Rouge and what other one?
The Stepford Wives.
I didn't see any of those.
You've already won.
I'll go with Nicole Kidman.
Correct. There you go. There it is. Come on.
Oh, man.
There she is. Player song. Here she is.
Good.
Score's now 2-2. Nice work. Nice Friday before the iHeartRadio Music Festival tonight. Which, by the way, if you go over to BobbyBones.com, you can see how you can watch it tonight. You can see we're doing a lot all night long with the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Amy, you'll be wearing pajamas.
No, it's a cute outfit that resembles pajama set.
Yeah, Jason Aldean performs tonight, and I'm doing something with him. So
that'll be cool.
Hopefully everybody can check out what's going on there.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Keith Urban helped 2 fans get a day off work at one of his shows in Canada. He FaceTimed their boss after pulling the fans on stage. Keith agreed to smile with a company sign in exchange for those fans to get a day off work. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival is in Las Vegas this weekend. Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and Jason Aldean will be performing. You can watch their performances on the live stream at CWTV.com. Maggie Rose's new album, Change the Whole Thing, is also out today. You can check that out. I'm Morgan number 2. That's the skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fresno, California. A man was at the zoo around 11 a.m. when he decided, ooh, I want to get closer to the lions. Mm. So he broke into the lion cage and got bit on the foot.
Oh,
he's
no.
Lucky he just got bit on the foot, right?
Yes, he was walking across a little bridge. The lion reached out, grabbed his foot, hurr, took a chunk, and they got him out of there.
How do you break into a lion cage, though? Like, shouldn't that be unbreakable? Like, really?
He jumped over a fence, climbed a wall, and then walked across a bridge before he was bit on the foot by the lion.
Is this America?
It's in Fresno, California.
Wow.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a lot has changed at the corner of Smyrna Parkway and Outer Loop in Louisville, Kentucky over the last 50 years. But one thing that has stayed the same, the school crossing guard. Same
woman. Oh, wow.
Woman.
For how long?
50 years.
Wow.
Naomi Thomas is 88 years old, and she's been keeping students safe as they go to and from school for 5 decades. So she finally got honored by coworkers and bosses and friends. They had a big gathering to show their gratitude of her service. And get this. Even when she was hit by a truck back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was back at her crosswalk 3 days later despite injuries to her hand, thigh, and hip.
Wow. Good for her. 88 years old. And hopefully her vision's good, right? Like, we're checking this out, right? We're making sure she's good. But shout out to her. That's what it's all about right there.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Rachel Womack.
One of my favorite new artists, Rachel Womack, is here. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Bobby.
I bet you that people mispronounce your name wrong all the time, right?
Yes, they do.
Because it's like when Eric Paisley started to come around, everybody wanted to say Eric Paisley.
Bless him. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just took a second. So you say your name.
Okay.
Rachel.
Hey, y'all. My name is Rachel Womack.
Yeah.
Wah Mac, like Miss Mary Mac.
But I bet you get the Leanne Womack stuff, huh?
All the time. Womack, Womack, Womack.
I'm such a big fan of yours. Walmart. That's funny.
Thank you.
You're from Alabama, huh?
Yes, Muscle Shoals.
And you know, I know about Muscle Shoals from like the big music scene down in Muscle Shoals. So you grew up right in that, huh?
Yeah, I did.
You're a kid and you start singing about how old?
I was singing when I was like 2 or 3, my mom says. Like while she was putting on her makeup in the morning, I'd be sitting on the toilet just like humming, you know, watching her put on her makeup.
That's still where I sing, on the toilet.
That means when she said that, my brain instantly went to sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. But you get it, you know, when you're a little kid watching your mom put on your makeup. And anyway, started songwriting in middle school and started playing out in high school, but always loved music, so.
Rachel was about to talk about her parents. So are your parents fans of the show, of this radio show?
Yes, my parents are in love with you, and they're so really, really excited. Like, they were like, but when are you going to be on with Bobby? Okay? So they're very, very happy.
Wait, so what does that mean they're in love with me? Your parents are in love with me?
Yeah, they just think you're the coolest. Like,
oh, boy. Oh,
they're just
boy.
Like, once you're on with Bobby, like, we're happy. So,
well, you know, I've been playing your music, though, for weeks.
I know. They think you're so cool because you think I'm cool.
Yeah, I do think you're really cool.
Rachel
Womack's here. She's a brand new artist that I find really wonderful. But we were playing a show at the Ryman together. It was Darius Rucker's his charity show. And he says, hey, Bobby, come out and play a couple songs. And you were playing a couple songs.
Yeah.
And I went right up to you. And what? I know I'm just a dude. I'm just a skinny white dude. And I was like, hey, Rachel, how are you? We talked for a second, and you said earlier, you're like, we've never met. And I was like, I don't know. I think we have.
This is such false information.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you. Have I ever said that to anybody in my whole life, like that I've met, like this whole situation?
No, you haven't. But,
no, never.
I mean, to be just to, like, I'm not involved in this story at all, so I'll just say that maybe you did say hi to her,
yes.
But she didn't hear you.
But I knew who you were.
Yeah,
okay. I very well at that point knew who you were. And if you would have come up to me, I would have been like, oh my gosh, freaking Bobby.
You'd have been like, my parents think you're so cool.
Yes, because they were in the audience.
How old? Can I ask how old you are? Yes, your parents. I mean, are you like...
How old I am?
Yeah.
24.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So your parents aren't... You know, 100.
Well, no. They are young, living life.
There you go. They're still in Alabama or they're in Tennessee?
They're in Alabama in Muscle Shoals, yeah.
Are they so proud of you?
Well, yes. So, just played the Opry Saturday.
Yeah.
And about 100 people from Muscle Shoals came.
That's
and, like,
cool.
All my extended family came. And it was just, it was amazing. Like, my dad... organized an after party at the Marriott that I bartended at before I got my deal, and everybody was just crying. It was awesome.
The Grand Ole Opry is awesome, right?
Yeah, it was really, really good.
You go out and you stand in the circle and you're like, holy cow, so many other famous people, like real deal country music legends, have stood in that same circle and played their awesome songs, and you finally get a shot to go do that.
Yeah, well, and my manager was telling me right before I go on, she was like, just take it in, Rachel. Just take in every single minute and like, or every single second. And I was like, okay, you know, I can do this. Cause I felt super calm, like in my head and my heart. I was like, I totally am going to take this in. And I got out there and it was like, I just felt so calm. And I looked at all the people. Like,
you did?
I wasn't too nervous. I just looked at everyone and it was just amazing. Like, I don't know. I felt like I made history.
It's crazy that you could do that. The first time I played it, it's a blur. It's like I walk.
Dude,
like, okay.
I know.
They were
I don't know.
Out there, Bobby, and take it in. And I was like, okay, close my eyes. The night was over. I don't remember any of it.
I know. That's
we
how I
cake.
Thought I was going to be.
Some cake. Yeah, I was like that.
But that's how most performances are for me, is very blurry. And I don't, something about that day, I don't know. I guess I took my melatonin the night before and I was just ready. So.
Hey, so tell me this. You were working at a restaurant and one of these record guys hears you sing. Is that true?
Yes, that's completely true. So I was 17 years old, senior in high school, little Rachel. And I had already been performing out like my original music and learning covers, and I'm playing at this restaurant that's one of those revolving restaurants in Muscle Shoals, and just so happened Jim Cotino from Sony A&R was like eating at the restaurant, and he'd been sitting at the bar waiting on his table, and I noticed him just because the bar is like right next to where you perform. And so I was like, okay, you know, if he requests something, I'll definitely play it. But I did see him like revolve around, because it's like you leave and you can't hear me for a while, and then you come back and you can hear me. So, yeah.
And what does he say to you after you perform?
He gives me his card, and it was like a Sony Music card, and he says, I'm from Sony Music. And I was like, no way. Like, this is not. Because at 17, I knew very little about the music industry, so much to the fact that, like, I feel like people just told me, don't trust anybody, you know, in the industry. And he gives me his card, and I was like, this is fake, or this guy is sleazy or trying to kidnap me or something. And he was who he said he was. I took the card home to my parents, and they were like, no, this is Sony Music. And my dad goes with me to meet with Jim in Nashville and just like talk about the music industry and what that could offer me, and, you know, what I could do with my life, because I'm a senior in high school trying to figure that out. And didn't move, and went to college at the University of North Alabama, which is like 5 minutes from Muscle Shoals.
And so you finished school. You got a degree, right?
Yes, I got a degree in professional writing, which is like under the English department. And I like words. So
one of the guys that I really like, I guess a few months ago, his name's Dan Huff. You know him, but to our listeners, he's a super producer, super guitar player, like one of the best.
And I listened to your podcast.
Yeah, him and I were talking, and he was like, hey, you don't know this girl yet, but her name's Rachel Womack. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why early I was like, oh, benefit of the doubt. If Dan Huff says she's good, like, I'm totally in.
I love Dan. Well, and I listened to the podcast because Dan, we like went in the studio, and like he's so, you know him, you know, we're just going in and we're talking, and he's like, yeah, I was on Bobby Bones. Sorry I had to come in late. I'm like, it's totally okay. And I was like, that must have been really cool. Like, did you enjoy it? Do you enjoy interviews like that? And, you know, he's like, I mean, yeah, it was really great. He said he had all my music, you know, and so he would mention something, and in the song would come up, and I'm like, what a great guy, you know, cute you, making you feel so great.
So and prepared.
And he's like, and I mentioned you, and I'm like, Dan, you mentioned me, like me. And he's like, well, yeah, of course I did, Rachel. And so I went and listened to the podcast, and he like said I was a lightning bolt, which is like, now my parents are like, Dan said you're a lightning bolt.
That's true.
So,
and Amy, Dan's played with like Michael Jackson, like Paul Abdul.
You went through all of it. It was a really good podcast.
Yeah, thanks. Well,
you're
listen,
welcome.
I know you have some keys in front. Are they in front of you, or are they beside you?
They're in front of me. You can't see, but yeah.
Okay, hit them real quick.
Yeah. So.
We go. Listen to that. Hey, so how about why don't we do like a cover first? You got a cover in your pocket?
Yeah, I think I got a cover.
All right, this is Rachel, as everyone needs to learn how to say, Rachel Womack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I know how to say it. I hear people mispronounce it, and I get a little irritated for you, because it is your
Thank
name.
You.
It's the most important thing to you.
Well, we talked about it having a stage name a while. Like, the label mentioned that several times, and my mom's maiden name is Lennox, and so I thought about being Rachel Lennox. But you know, I'm Rachel Womack.
You're you.
I thought, you know, I was like, maybe I should just be me. So
you're you. Here she is, Rachel Womack, and you're gonna play some Otis Redding, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, everybody in the studio, clap your hands for Rachel. Here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, Rachel Womack is here, and we've been talking to her for a bit. Let's see. Rachel grew up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. True or false?
True.
Just making sure I have all my facts straight here, Rachel.
Bobby, thank you. Tell people listening right now what that is the documentary called Muscle Shoals?
Yes, girl.
So, yeah. Well, Bobby gave it to me as a homework assignment to learn more.
Oh, did you watch it?
I did, and it was so great. So I just wanted listeners to know the name.
Thank you.
You're right, Aim. I should have done that.
So, and you've seen it, Bobby? Yeah.
Yeah, I've lived
it. It's really good. Same. Well, and I worked with Rick Hall when I was in college, and he is just as stubborn as the documentary depicts. And he, when we worked together, we butted heads a whole lot at the very beginning and ended up being best of friends.
Yeah, like Amy and I. Right, Amy? Yeah. When Rachel was 17, as she told us a minute ago, she worked as a hostess at a restaurant.
Where
she was performing, and an A&R rep, who's like someone who goes and discovers music, sees her, and you thought it was a scam, but it wasn't.
Nope.
Next thing you know, she's moving to Nashville after college, and you're working as a bartender, right?
Yes, I was. So the only person I really knew when I moved was Jim, working at Sony. And I remembered that I had a friend who was bartending in Green Hills. And so I was like, maybe he could get me a job there, because Sony was saying, you know, we want you to move. We want to work with you, but we're not offering a deal right now. So I had to get a job. And my friend got me a job, and I'm like, heck, well, I'm moving. So I was a bartender.
And how long did you tend bar?
10 months.
How'd that? What'd you learn? Because when I was waiting tables, I learned so much about people and service. What did you learn as a bartender?
So as a bartender, Bobby, I was not very good at making drinks. I don't know, the percentages of alcohol. I'm just like heavy pour. Let's do it. but I learned a lot about people, and I don't know. It was interesting, because I was bartending from 4 to 11 p.m. and then I would wake up the next day and do a co-write from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I just it was a hotel bar, so being that kind of atmosphere, I got to know a lot of people who would come in and who were the regulars, and they would sit and talk to me for 3 or 4 hours, and I just learned how to listen to people. And I can tell you, before I was a bartender, I was not a good listener, and I learned the importance of listening to people, and how some people just need to get stuff out. And I would go home a lot of nights very burdened for people, because I would hear a lot of really heartbreaking stories that I didn't expect, and ended up writing my first single to country radio.
And I love it. I was putting on my Insta story weeks and weeks ago, and I was like, this song is so
you
good.
You did.
I love it. Thank you. So I'm going to have you play that now. Rachel,
okay.
She's going to play a song called Damage, and I hope people like it, and I think they will.
Thank you.
Sitting over there with some keys, and she's playing, and she sings wonderfully, and all that stuff. So I'm going to shut up my mouth now, and I'm going to let you take us on home, Rachel.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Amy, say something. Say something.
I'm going to say that might be one of the, top performances ever done in the studio.
Come on, I told you.
So much.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't, especially because I'm not as, and I can say that on, the more you're familiar with something, the more you like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I feel that's true for a lot of things. So for one, I'm not familiar with you, and I'm not familiar with that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already obsessed with your voice.
Thank you.
And then
that
song is powerful, and
knowing the
backstory and then picturing you.
You want me to sing it? Love can do. Love can do.
Bobby, no.
Don't interrupt me. What?
It's just not quite the same effect.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I thought it might have just been the song.
It's passionate, Bobby.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Passion is really good.
The effort is there, Bobby, but something about her vocals, and then knowing that it's a personal story. And
it's so true. And I love, I love words, and I love story songs. And that's why I'm thankful that that's my single, because I can back it up that it's a real story and I lived it,
I love that. Thank you.
Rachel Womack, what else do I say? I am I'm such a big fan that the first week of the launch of my Women in iHeart Country show, I reached out and I was like, I'm putting Rachel in the first week of the show.
I know.
Yeah, so
you freaking blew me away, and you put closure on a on a Snap story.
I did. I'm a fan. Well, listen, you got things to do. You know, you got to go, and I got to stretch my ankles. I got dance practice later. You know, so
I'm so rooting for you, Beauty and the Geek.
I know. Well, we'll see how that goes. Monday night, I start dancing on national TV like an idiot. It's gonna be terrible.
It's gonna be awesome. I totally believe in you.
I appreciate that. Well, listen, yes. I believe in you, so we're all even. Tell your parents I said hello.
Okay, I will.
Please do. And Amy, anything you'd like to say to Rachel Womack before she leaves the studio?
I'm just excited for her to come back again. And then for her parents. I mean, I love that she's like, basically my validity for my parents comes from.
I know.
from Bobby Bones. So,
yes.
It's so true. I'm like proud of you right now because your parents
are probably
so proud of you at this very moment.
Oh my gosh.
That's super cool.
Thank you so much.
Let's not act like she's 12, but
Bobby. Yeah,
that's all. That is all for today. Rachel Womack, it has been a pleasure. Cannot wait to see you again.
Thank you, Bobby.
And everybody clap your hands for my friend and our new friend, Rachel Womack. We'll see you soon, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The students at the University of Bristol love Herman Duncan, their school custodian, so much. He's been working there for 12 years. He had not been back to his home country, Jamaica, to see his family in 12 years. So a lot of students found that that was a story. They're smart. They set up a crowdfunding page, and they raised $2,000 and sent him and his wife back to Jamaica for the first time in 12 years to see their family.
I love that.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Him and his wife.
Yeah, both of them. There you go. That's what it's about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
We are in Las Vegas this morning because tonight is our iHeartRadio Music Festival. You can watch it, cwtv.com. Hope you watch it. We need a lot of great music. Jason Aldean will play tonight. I'll be doing something with Jason. My Dancing with the Stars partner will be with me. Amy will be there in her pajama set. We'll all be around. Which, by the way, Sharna's coming in just a bit, so we'll talk to her. But first, let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
How did the sausage solve the crime?
How did the sausage solve the crime?
He found the missing link.
Ah, there it is. Come on. There it is. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
All right, coming up, Sharna, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, the show, it's Monday night. I can't believe it.
So crazy.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy.
It's Monday night. Hey, Raymundo, are you guys trying to bet money on this? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, there can easily still be money bet. You have been moving a little bit with the betting lines, but they'll let you bet all the way up until the show starts on Monday night.
Who's trying to raise money?
I am. I'm trying to get the show to go in and everybody put their money behind Bobby because you guys say you support Bobby. Let's see you support Bobby. I'm ready to place a bet. We're in Las Vegas, gambling capital of the world. Let's put some money on Bobby. Who is in?
I would like to encourage you not to do that.
What?
Yeah.
And there's just some really good dancers on this show. Like, meaning the stars.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really good ones. Like, for me to win, it's going to have to be really one of the greatest underdog stories of all time.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
I know.
Rudy. See, what happens is you win the underdog story, then there's a movie about it.
Yeah.
That's what happens when this happens.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, That's up to you. I wouldn't bet on me.
Well,
that's
I'm
all
going
I'm
to,
saying.
Bones,
no,
bones,
stop
bones,
it. Come
bones,
on.
Bones, 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 bones. I'm going to the betting window. Mm. With or without you guys.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Hey, so in the studio now with Sharna, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars. So it's your second time here with us.
Yes, it is.
We know each other a little better now.
Yeah, just a little bit. We've had some time. Well, a lot of time, really. We haven't left each other pretty much.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We start Monday on the show.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Because we met in Nashville, we've been in Los Angeles, we've done fittings, but I haven't done anything show.
Yeah, Monday is a whole different beast. And there's no way that I can possibly explain this experience to you until you actually are on that ballroom floor and you feel the energy in the crowd all around you. It's intense, it's nerve-wracking, and you're going to feel like you're shot out of a cannon just trying to take in the whole experience. But we need to get that first one out of the way. It's big. It's huge, babe.
Some people say they blank out. I've talked to a couple people and they go, hey, it's just you black out. And at the end, you're like, whoa, that happened.
Yeah, it is. I think everyone has that same experience on their first show. You get out there and the nerves and the tension building up to it. And all of a sudden, the music plays. And then all of a sudden, it's over and everyone's cheering for you. And you cannot remember whether you did good, you did bad. You're waiting for the judges to tell you how you did. And everything is a whirlwind. It's just an overload of experiences and emotions. And your senses are heightened. It's incredible.
Sharna Burgess is in studio right now, and this week I've dealt with a bit of health issue. I'd even come off the air.
Yes.
Because I lost my voice, got a little sick. How do you feel about our trajectory leading into Monday's show?
Honestly, the amount that you've improved in, what, the 2.5 weeks that we've been working is out of sight. Considering 2.5 weeks ago, you had no idea what an 8 count was, you couldn't put 2 steps together, and you stress ball changed the entire day and just couldn't get through it. Now, we're running it in rehearsals. You're improving, you're learning. You learned our second routine in 2 hours. You're growing so much more and more every day. And that is, yes, us as a team, but it's also your work ethic. You blow me away with how much you do. And it's, you know, it's not just the work we do in the room, it's how much I know you focus on it outside of that and watching the videos and doing your homework. So to be honest, you're an incredible student for me, and I feel like that is what's going to get us all the way to the end.
So Monday night, it's the first episode of Dancing with the Stars, and you're going to come in. We're going to talk Monday before the show and tell people how to vote.
Yes.
But I guess this year, and maybe all the years, you can call.
Yeah, you can call. You can go on the abc.com website and make accounts there. And you can also go onto the Facebook Dancing with the Stars page and vote through there. So there's the texting, Facebook, and abc.com. 3 ways to vote. I just say people get multiple email accounts and just, you know, rally for us.
You can follow Sharna too, because this is your name, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, my Instagram followers have been really cool. Like, they've been really nice to you, and they've
amazing.
Been
amazing.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. They're awesome.
Yeah, your B team that I keep seeing around there are the most phenomenal people, and always with the beautiful comments and messages, so much positivity and love for you. And I've seen my following grow in crazy amounts since our GMA announcement, and it's all good people, and I love that.
Tonight, Sharna and I will be presenting together at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So hopefully you watch that tonight. And, you know, I guess we're going to... Are we training in Vegas?
Yeah, we are. We're about to go to practice right
Yeah,
now.
I guess we are.
Let's go down. Get your jive ready.
So can we say that?
Yeah.
We can say jive?
Yeah, let's say it. We've got jive. People know by now. Come on, you've been posting parts of our routine all over
But I wouldn't know what that is. Like, I wouldn't know what a jive is.
Yeah.
And a jive what's a jive?
Well, a jive is very unique. It's the only dance like it. So all those kicks that we're doing and the flicks and the ball changes, the drunken sailors, that is all key to a jive. Those steps don't repeat in any other dance. So if you post a little bit about our kick group that we did, then people are like, oh, okay, they got jive. Because some of our fans have been watching this show for all 27 seasons. They're educated, you know?
Okay, Sharna Burgess. You go to our website, sharnaburgess.com, burgess.com, and see all that. And we'll see you Monday. We'll see you tonight. And I'll see you in practice. And I see you all the time. I see you every minute.
Yes,
I close
you do.
My eyes, I see you. I open my eyes, I see you. All right, Sharna's got to go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So we're in Las Vegas. Tonight is our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And you guys flew from Nashville to Las Vegas yesterday?
Yes.
So a woman grabbed you on the airplane?
Yeah, she fell asleep and was startled. I guess something woke her up, but she gasped.
She was sitting next to you?
Sitting next to me. My eyes are closed, and all I hear is a gasp, like a, and then she grabs my arm. And I'm like, we're going down. What is happening? What is happening? But she just, something in her sleep woke her up, and she was startled, and it caused her to gasp and grab my arm. And, you know, when you're on an airplane, if your eyes are closed, and the person next to you gasps and grabs your arm, you're like, okay, brace for impact or something. But it was nothing. She was fine.
I don't even like to be asleep when the plane lands because just when the wheel hits the ground, it scares the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ah! So, yeah, that would have been scary.
Oh, my heart rate went zero to whatever, like, real fast.
What else? Let's see. Lunchbox, what do you... You're here without your baby.
Yeah, I'm here without the baby and without the wife.
So what did she have to say about that?
She was just like, you know, hey, have fun, but remember... We got a kid to pay for now, and you're
Wow. She got you with the guilt.
Oh, like gambling?
Well, not gambling. She just said, we have a kid now to pay for, and you're married, and you're not just out there being crazy. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Do you plan to get crazy?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's going to be free drinks backstage. I mean, what am I going to do?
Tonight, you can watch the iHeartRadio Music Festival at CWTV.com. What does that mean, you're married? Why she would tell you you're married?
No, just
she
like...
She went
just
to Vegas like a day before the baby was born. You went on like a three-day bender.
Lunchbox is mad because we're in a hotel that has no casino in it.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't bother
me.
That's actually
either.
Amazing because there's no smoking.
Smoke. Yeah.
It's fabulous.
No, then I have to walk 20 to 30 minutes to find somewhere to gamble. Why would the company send me to Las Vegas where you can gamble on everything and not be able to gamble in my own hotel? Like, whoever's making the decisions, you need to reevaluate.
But you're not here to gamble.
And the company paid for you to come.
I understand. They paid to put me in a hotel with no option to make more money.
How's everybody's rooms? Because I was like, what? This is awesome.
The company did us right. I don't know who did me right. Did you guys get a limo?
What?
No.
As soon as... Listen.
Of course.
Okay.
I wasn't even
going to
bring it up.
A limo?
But I was on my Insta story as soon as we landed last night. And Mike D and I walk out, and there's a limo, and we're like, ha, ha, ha. And they're like, this is free, and we get in the limo.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys didn't get that?
No, I got in that cab line.
We got a cab.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like, how many? We're like, two, number 17.
We got same.
Listen, I don't, your room may be nicer than mine.
I don't know. I just, listen, but it's always worth to ask if there's anything higher. They gave me a room, and it was like, you know, a low floor, and I just said, casually, I just said, do you happen to have anything higher available? And that's all I said. And I'm off.
They hooked you up just for asking?
I have no idea what my room would have been like on the 12th floor where I was.
Yeah.
But now I'm on the 40, like, 9th floor, and it's a baller.
Yeah. You can tell we don't get out much.
And all I did was ask the guy for a higher room. I was expecting, like, 20,
yeah.
You know, from 12 to 20, but I don't know.
Well, we're in Las Vegas for our big festival. Our company sends us out. We're covering it. I have dance practice today. So I finish the show, and I go to dance rehearsal.
Oh, do you want us to come watch?
Yeah, I don't care.
We can?
It's boring.
Cool.
Oh, can you teach us some stuff?
No, because I don't know.
You know,
one of the questions is about my glasses, because the show starts Monday. And so here's Cody Allen talking about this on his show. Cody Allen from CMT, talking about my glasses and if I'm going to be able to dance with the glasses. Here's a clip.
I mean, he's going to have to strap those glasses on his head.
He's going to secure them somehow.
Secure them. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to flop around. This is not going to be a good scene.
Can you think of anyone competing on Dancing with the Stars in glasses?
I don't think it's happened before. Maybe it's time for the contact prescription, Bobby.
1-800.
Contacts.
Exactly.
Isn't that funny? I never thought about that.
Well, I did, but I assumed you would... Yeah, find a way to secure them on because you 100% have to wear your glasses.
Oh, yeah, I can't see.
People know who you are.
Well, yeah, one, I wear really dark framed glasses, big thick glasses, and two, I can't see.
Right.
And I don't wear contacts.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not strapping onto my head.
You're not taping,
no.
Velcroing.
Wait, they don't fog up? Like when you get real hot? Well, yes, glasses fog up. I've never worn glasses, so wouldn't they fog up when you get sweaty?
I mean, we're not really in a sauna. I don't know. I'm going to go. So I'm practicing today in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Then after iHeartRadio Music Festival Saturday night, I go back to LA. I practice late night Saturday night, and then Sunday in the studio.
So do you go to a dance studio to practice, or you just go to your hotel room?
Dance studio. You have to have room. You have to move around a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, guys, you laugh at my question. Like,
nobody
I know
laughed at your question.
Yeah.
That was a legitimate question.
Okay.
We all thought that's a good question.
Thanks, because I usually have good questions.
What are you going
to
say?
Nothing. It's just crazy. And I'm really, now I'm thinking about the glasses, and I think you should find a way to make sure they're secure.
I hope people vote for me. Please, Monday night, please vote for me, because I'm going to be terrible, and I need your support.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need.
Vote for the guy with the glasses.
Vote for the guy with the glasses. The Bobby Bones Show. Dave Coulier turns 59 today. Do you know Uncle Joey on Full House?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's some Full House for you. In honor of his birthday, I have a 90s TV trivia game. So what I'm going to do, I'll give you three characters from a 90s TV show, and all you have to do is name the show. For example, if I said Joey, Jesse, and Danny, that would be
Full House.
Full House. Lunchbox, you got it?
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Ready. These are 90s television shows. Philip, Vivian, and Jeffrey. Three characters, what show? Amy.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is correct. Nice.
Woo!
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Donna, Jackie, and Eric.
That 70s show.
There it is. Nice. Woo! Nice. Good, good, good.
I would not have gotten that.
Ready? Samuel, Lisa, and Kelly.
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Good
correct.
Job.
Nice. Yes.
I was hoping Samuel would throw her off.
Lunchbox, what 90s TV show has Corey, Sean, and Topanga?
That's when Boy Meets World.
There it is. Yeah. Give me that point. Yes, there it is. Good. If you miss it, you're now out. Amy. Ooh. Carl, Laura, Steve.
Family Matters.
Oh, there you go. Good. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Tim, Jill, Wilson.
Home Improvement. Yeah.
Amy.
Yeah.
Joey. Pacey. Jen.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh! Lunchbox is the last one.
Oh no! That's a lot of pressure!
Charlotte.
What? Charlotte?
Samantha.
Okay.
And Carrie. For the tie. Charlotte. Samantha and Carrie.
Oh, guys, come on. Seventh Heaven. Oh, yeah!
No, Amy.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. Oh, I'm sorry. There we go. Amy's our big winner. Play her song right there. There she is. Nice.
I thought I nailed Seventh Heaven.
There you go. Chick-fil-A is testing table call buttons so you can easily order round two.
They're genius.
Chick-fil-A location. Well, they know we love it.
I know. Yeah.
We'll just hit it. And we're getting low.
Right.
Chick-fil-A's in San Antonio, Denver, and Indianapolis are trying in-dining call buttons. After placing an order, customers just boop, push it and request more food. Come right to you.
Oh,
they say,
man.
My pleasure. See that? Did you see the story about Chick-fil-A doing the first responders area?
I did, yeah. They set it up after Hurricane Florence. They had ran the drive-through like normal, but the dining area, you had to be a first responder to come in and eat,
yeah.
Which I think was super cool because they created a space where they could, people need to refuel and they don't have a lot of time. They shouldn't have to wait in line.
Yeah.
So that was super cool.
What was that story? Lunchbox where the kid found the purse with the money in it?
This 16-year-old kid in California driving home from school and he sees a black purse in the road. He's like, man, I think that's a purse. Reverses. Yeah, that's a purse. Gets out, opens the purse up. There is $10,000 in cash. Ooh. And he takes it to the police department, turns it in.
Yeah.
And they track down the owner.
I just would be scared it was drug money.
I mean, look at that. That's 10,000 large in cash.
Who says 10,000 large? Oh, by the way, we're in Las Vegas this morning, so I think the money's got him a bit.
He's like freaking out.
Did you bring gambling money?
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring more than you told your wife you were bringing?
I don't tell my wife how much I'm bringing. I got my own money.
Really?
She has no idea how much I have in my wallet. She has no idea how much I went to the bank and withdrew. She has no idea. All she knows is I'll tell her how much I lost or how much I won. That's it.
But she knows how much you make at this point.
No.
Yes, she does. She knows how much money you make a year.
She has never seen my paycheck ever.
And she doesn't know how much money you make a year.
No.
So how do you base decisions on your baby?
Yeah.
We have started a joint account for the baby. Like where I put a certain percentage in and she puts a certain percentage.
What?
A percentage of what? Your income? So you
yes.
can figure out the math.
Like what percentage?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Because then you just do the math.
Well, she has to put more percentage because I make more than her. So we're putting...
What?
That's not how that works.
Why would you do that to her?
What do you mean? Why would she do that to me?
How long you guys been married?
We've been married... What year is this year?
2018.
3 years. Three and a half years.
And
is
she's
that right?
Never said how much do you make a year.
No. Oh. And I've never asked her. Well, but I know it's less than me. Winning.
So you think.
But is that even winning? That.
No, it's not winning.
Well,
I mean, in his mind.
We're in Las Vegas.
Woo!
Lunchbox is going to gamble.
You going to gamble?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, dude. Come on, those dice. There's those dice over here going, Bobby! Bobby, we're over here. Bobby, come throw us. Bobby, these dice, you remember me? We're red
He's
and white.
He's got so much energy.
One day, can we dive deeper into how their finances, how they handle it? I'm legit curious.
Yeah. When we get back to town, we can talk about it.
Yeah, I have so many questions right now.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Victor owns a barber shop in Webster, New York, and it's in an old building and it's not wheelchair accessible. So he looks outside and there's this guy in a motorized wheelchair just going back and forth trying to figure out, how am I going to get in the barber shop? Victor goes out there, goes, look, man, let me come to you. Goes, finds some extension cords, hooks him up, brings the barbershop outside so he can cut the man's hair.
Oh, look at that.
Right there on the sidewalk.
Hey, good for him. That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone, come
on. Hey, so Amy, you were asked to do a sexy photo shoot. Is that true?
Yeah, like one of those boudoir photo shoots.
For what?
A company that does. Okay, so I mean, I assume it's sort of like an endorsement type thing or a promotional situation where we would do it in exchange. Like I do the photos, and then they would get promotion. I don't know, but I was like,
"Are they going to
really
pay you?"
Yeah, I mean, I don't have all the details, but it was a request that came in for me to see if I was interested, which made me feel really good because, like, a few weeks ago, I got, like, Medicare. So
what happens here is on the show is we do this show, but different clients will come to us and say, hey, would you be a spokesperson for us? And a lot of times we say no if it doesn't fit what we believe in or what someone we know believes. And so a client approached Amy, and I guess they do these
boudoir.
So you'd be in your underwear?
Yeah, or like, lingerie. I mean, it's pictures that girls take. I did one for my husband like years ago. My best friend is a photographer, so she was like, you have to do this. It's all the girls are doing it these days. And she put together this really cool book, and I gave it to my husband. And it was actually fun, but my best friend was taking the photos, and then, you know,
But what would they want to do with those pictures?
That's what I don't know. Like, I get that they would be taking the photos, and I could, like, give them to my husband, or I could keep them for myself, or hang them in my living room.
But, I mean, would they be put up on bobbybones.com?
Exactly.
As, like, you can also.
So that's where I just think that it probably won't be done, because I'm not going to share that stuff with the world. But, I mean, I was flattered I got asked. Mm. You know, it does feel good.
Yeah.
To know that you still, you know, kind of young or got it. Because I kind of am now the old person on the show.
How old are you?
37.
Somebody got mad at us yesterday because somebody said that somebody in their 50s were old.
I said, that was me, and I'll take responsibility. But if you go back and listen, I thought it was a 16-year-old, and it wasn't. And I said, no, the person was older.
Well, listen, I think I'm old. I'm 38, to be fair. So when I say someone's old, like, I think I'm old.
And I mean, yeah, when I'm 50, I'm fine with someone saying I'm old.
Amy lives next to Warner Brothers Osborne, TJ Osborne. And so you guys been neighbors for how long?
Oh, man, like a couple years.
Yeah, here, play some Brothers Osborne. Here you go. It's actually TJ singing right there. And so you saw TJ's mom sitting on the porch?
Yeah, she was outside. I guess she was letting the dogs out. She was over at their place. And I'm walking by, and she's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, I hadn't ever formally met her before because she doesn't live there. And she asked, she was like, you know, I thought you were Maren Morris walking down the street.
Oh,
come on. No. That's not really the point of the story. But that's how the conversation started.
Okay.
And I said, oh, well, and I have heard that before, so whatever. And then I said, oh, no, I'm Amy. I live next door. And when I said Amy and next door, she goes, and you work with Bobby Bones? And I said, I do. And she said, he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars this season. And I was like, I know. And so then it came out that she's a super fan of Dancing with the Stars and a big fan of you. She said right when she found out you're going to be on the season, she said she picked up the phone and called TJ to tell him that Bobby Bones is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
He's like, Mom, I don't care.
So I told her to be watching Monday night and to vote for you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please, people, vote. Well, look at you, Maren, getting panty endorsements and Maren Morris.
I know, what's
things
happening?
Things are working out
Maybe
for you.
Maybe my new haircut.
Yeah, your haircut does look good.
Who dis?
Yeah, new haircut, who dis?
The Bobby Bones Show.
I saw that Kylie Jenner tweet where she had cereal and milk for the first time ever. That was her tweet. She's like, I just had cereal with milk for the first time ever. And it got like 150,000 likes. And I guess she'd had cereal and she had had milk, but she had never had cereal and milk.
Interesting.
My little sister and I, which I'm 4 years older than my sister, and we would sit and we would get cereal as a kid. We'd get one box a week. And sometimes we would get name brand, like once a month, we'd get Brilla Honeycomb. And when we would get a name brand kind of cereal, we would fight over the back of the box, over who got to look at the back of the box. And they would be, as much as a four-year-old older brother and younger sister could fight, we would fight about the back of that box because while we ate our cereal. Because most of the time, we got generic cereal. We didn't have any money. So, and that was in a bag, a flat bag.
Oh, yeah. No games.
Right. No games. There were no mazes on the bottom of bunny combs, you know, the fake honeycombs. Well, you got the real one. The box would stand up, and we would just fight about who got to look at it while they ate their cereal. Because you sat on both sides of the table?
Yeah.
Man, life was good when those were the problems, huh? Yeah, look at that. So, yeah, she tweeted that the first time she ever had cereal. I had coffee, straight up coffee for the first time. I've had to start drinking coffee because I get up to this. I'm staying in an apartment in California.
So wasn't it like a latte, not a dirty chai? You had straight coffee?
Just gross. Yeah.
You should tweet that.
I don't get that many likes, so no. But I did that. What's that story you were talking about on Facebook?
Well, it's just this study about how people who are insecure about their relationships are more likely to use Facebook to stalk exes online. So if you aren't in an insecure relationship, you're a Facebook stalker.
So you go and you look at your exes?
Mm-hmm. It's to fulfill attachment needs.
So if you're not in a good relationship, you go and look at old relationships.
Yeah, particularly for people with low self-esteem.
Do you know that I don't really ever check on any of my exes on socials?
When I read this, I was definitely curious about that. Like, ever get curious and go back and check it out? Because I know you're still friends with most of them.
I'm online. Good with all of them.
I know you're good with all of them, but online, I don't know if y'all all still follow each other.
Lindsay and I don't follow each other anymore. My last girlfriend. What's up?
Ooh.
You didn't know that?
Well,
I think that's a good move, though. It's a good move.
But we just did it because it was easier for a while.
Okay.
I think we probably follow each other now because we don't talk as much as we used to.
Right.
But
you've never gone back and just been curious?
I haven't in a while. I think when I first stopped following her, I wanted to go see what was happening because I was genuinely curious. I tell you, I've had some not girlfriends, but I've had some girls that I've dated in the past pop back up on my phone in the past couple weeks.
Oh,
we're going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, they come peeking through the bushes when, you know, you're up on top of the tree.
All of a sudden, it's like, hey, what's up? And I hadn't heard from him in years.
Yeah, what are you up to? What's going on in your life?
What?
So do you reply or do you just ignore it?
No, I talk to everybody. I'm good. I like it.
But you're just like, hey.
Yeah. I think Amy's coming to the premiere on Monday. As of right now.
Oh, really?
Now, Amy's going to come to the Dancing with the Stars premiere. Unless something happens with the kids.
Yeah.
But
I think I'll be there.
I think Amy will be there, which will be crazy. I don't even know what it's going
to
be like.
Am I going to be able to vote from the studio audience?
I don't know how that works.
Can I raise my hand? Bobby
I don't know how that works. So. But that'll be fun, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm so excited for you.
Did you bring clothes?
I brought an outfit just in case. It was kind of like my vision board. I was like, well, if I pack the outfit, maybe I'm putting it out there that, like, I'll get to go. But obviously my kids come first.
I gotta
see how they are.
Me first. I've known you longer than those kids.
Kids first.
Oh, okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So sometimes on Fridays, I like to give you a little fun fact to talk about over the weekend.
Right.
And this is one that I was like, what? The theme song for Friends was originally going to be Shiny Happy People by R.E.M., but they decided not to give the show the rights to the song.
Oh, wow. Do you know the song?
Shiny Happy People's on the
hands. And do you know that? Here, play the clip, Raymundo. This is Shiny Happy People.
Shiny Happy People.
So that was going to be the theme song for Friends. Lunchbox, what are you going to say about that?
So they hate themselves now, right? Like, looking back, they absolutely hate themselves for not giving the rights because they cost themselves millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, R.E.M. made a lot of money. And maybe and Michael Stipe has a lot of creative integrity. Maybe he didn't want it a part of the show. But listen to this. So if you hear that song back again, the female part of that, Shiny Happy People, just on that part of the song, is the lead singer from the B-52s who sing Love Shack.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, so play that again and think of Love Shack when she comes in. Here you go. Shiny Happy People. Here's a clip.
Shiny Happy People holding. Shiny Happy People holding. Shiny Happy.
Yeah. So I see your TV fun fact, and I raise you a music fun fact. There
Love
you go.
It.
What else you got?
Okay, so I have why everybody needs their, quote, work wife.
I have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
Shout out
yeah.
to me. A female on the job, ride or die, is a period.
I don't use the word ride or die, though.
I like, know, but.
That does, my vernacular, ride or die, never comes up.
That's because you're a guy, but I mean, I say ride or die. I would, yeah. I'd be like, Bobby's my ride or die.
No, you wouldn't say that. Don't say that.
Hashtag ride or die.
That. I get that. Like, yes.
Like, I have a friend, Mary, that she goes to Haiti with me all the time and for like 4 years. And I've, like, on Instagram before, I've been like, she's my Haiti ride or die.
Yeah, but that's. Okay, that's cool. I would never say that. Not because it's guy or girl. It's just like motorcycle gang-ish, right?
No, it's cool. It's like your best friend. They got your back.
I know
no
what
matter
it means.
What.
It's just a weird term. Like, I wouldn't say you're my ride or die.
So anyways, huh. I'm your work wife, but the reason why you need one, it's a good one, like a peer to grab lunch with, get advice from, rely on when you're swamped. You know, they can make your whole 9-to-5 thing a whole lot happier.
I would say you're a give a kidney to. And not die.
Friend. Oh, wow.
Yeah, how we do that. That's how close we are. Yeah, what else you got?
And lastly, if you're looking to live a longer, happier life, here's 5 tips that are all backed by science. I'll just run through them quickly and you can, you know, do further research if you want to. But don't smoke or drink too much. Keep learning. Maintain your friendships and try to be a good friend. Develop good coping skills. And lastly, get involved in your community and give back to others.
You sound like 11 things. And secondly,
no, that was 5.
Don't smoke too much. So you can smoke just a little. Just a little.
No. I'll go further into that one. It says if you smoke, it's time to quit. But drinking, you can dabble a little bit.
All right, there you go. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, we're going to go. We are in Las Vegas. Tonight is our iHeartRadio Music Festival, so we got a busy day today. I hope you check it out, CWTV.com. So we're going to leave the studio, and I have to go to dance practice.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we're going to all meet up later on and do iHeartRadio Music Festival and have some food, and yeah, we're all out here. Lunchbox, do you gamble before or after festival?
Whenever. It doesn't matter. Whenever I feel the urge, I just walk by a table, I see it, calls my name, I go.
But when do you plan to go out and gamble?
I like to hit it hard after the festival. And the nighttime is a better atmosphere, and I like the craps table at night because there's a lot of people and it's a party. During the day, it's kind of dead, and it's kind of like sad if you're at the craps table, I feel like.
I like, if I play, I haven't gambled in a long time, but if I play craps, I like to play at like 10 a.m. alone. Where I have the whole table. Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, check it out, CWTV.com. Thanks for hanging, and we'll see you on Monday's Bobby Bones Show. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.